Smashing Closet Band. And here's the plan to steal all your cash. Smashing Closet Claw Machine. One new song and fit every week. Welcome to the Claw Machine. Smashing Closet Claw Machine. Smashing Claws, Claw Machine, week 36, Murica, because the mermaids, they put the mer in America. Yep. So that's, I'm not sure what that title means. This is our only foray into reggae musics, but only thus far. We may have further forays in the future, you know? This went through a lot of title changes. It's pretty rare for a title to change overall. I mean, there's a few songs, like Old Fat and Despised was called Irony for a long time. But generally, when things get a title, they're kind of locked in place. This, however, was going to be called for the longest time and would be the title now if we didn't stop to think about it a little more. The Myrrh. You know, it just doesn't fit quite as well with the lighthearted look at racism spirit that Murica does. And also, Fuck You, You Fucking Blue-Skinned Demons was an option we were going for. I'm just kidding. It was the only option. Our lawyers told us we should call it Murica for some reason. This video features a bunch of people holding up anti-mermaid picket signs, and in order to get the variety of mermaid racists that we seeked, sucked, I'm not sure what the past tense of seek is, sought, in order to get the variety of mermaid racists that we sought, we went to, you know, anybody who would hold up a ridiculous sign. And those people include Zach Bynes,
Victoria Womack,
Steve Smith,
Richard Taylor,
Richard Taylor's older friend,
Riley Lee,
Patrick White,
Mike White,
Maureen White,
Mike Cisneros,
Kyle Thor,
Kiki Cannon,
Julia Larson,
Jeff Rubin,
Jeff Dutton,
Jake Reisinger,
Jace McClain,
W.
Stacy Lockwood,
Don Coleman,
Dakota Rimmer,
Casey Killingsworth,
Barb Ashleman,
Danny Ashleman,
Ben Bruinoog,
Ben Findley,
And a couple other people whose names I don't have listed here because Nathan got them. Sorry. So thank you everybody who appeared in the Murica video for holding up your disgusting, intolerant, mermaid racist sign.
You're doing God's work! Get those disgusting mermaids off our land back into the sea where they belong! This country's going down the toilet! Just right down the toilet, just spinning round and around this country into the toilet. When I was a boy, you didn't have to worry about no sexy, sultry, blue women who were almost always naked. It would just on the land, tempting you with their naked blueness. It's just disgusting. These mermaids are just disgusting, and they need to go away. They need to leave our country. They need to get out. Is what they need to do. This country. Down the toilet.
So that has been Smashy Claw's Claw Machine this week, week 36, Murica. If you enjoyed Murica, please consult your local smashyclaw.com or youtube.com/smashyclaw for additional like-minded items.
Oh, and go to Patreon. Go to Patreon, people. Become a Patreon person, people, at patreon.com/smashyclaw.
Those mermaids. They just can't catch a break, those mermaids. You know, they're just trying to live. Trying to live as normal a life as you can being a mermaid in a society of non-mermaids. You feel sympathetic for them. Those mermaids, I mean. And your heart just goes out to those blue bastards. Those poor blue bastards just trying to make their way in this crazy old mixed up non-mermaid world. This world that's so against the blue. Oh, how they watch the Smurfs and long for a land where blue people are accepted for who they are and not judged by the hue of their skin, but by the content of their character. Oh, why, God, why the humanity of it all?
I don't think I've had an episode recently where I've yelled about something inane and ridiculous, so
there's a nostalgic look back at the podcast at its fake angriest. The lesson of this week, people, is to be good to mermaids. What have they done to you? So be good to them. But fuck black people. Am I right? Fuck them.